is a mini splendor thing.
Is that your hold music? That's the hold music. Seriously.
Well, what do you want?
It should be like elevator music.
Hey, Brad.
Well, hello, Mr. Larry Clough. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. Hey.
Not Brad.
He almost said Brad's other half. That's what he was going to say.
Yeah. Hi, Brad. Lee. Brad Shee.
I almost said hi, Brad's wife.
All right, Mr. Larry Clough.
Yes?
You know the drill. Would you rather stump your toe on a piece...
Stub.
What did I say?
Stump. You don't stump
your toe. No, What's wrong with you?
You stub. Stub. Your toe.
Exactly. If you do this, you will have a stump.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather stub your toe on a gas jet sticking out of the floor or smash your thumb with a hammer?
Oh, see, that's
stub
easy.
Stub your toe?
That's easy.
Oh, man, that hurts.
I've done both of these things. The hammer's worse.
Yeah, okay. I'm thinking right.
Well,
so.
Well, yeah, because usually you lose a nail with the hammer. You get that little black bloody thing underneath your nail. It's nasty.
I dropped a hand weight on my fingernail.
Yeah.
Like 2 weeks ago, and It still hurts.
Ouch.
Yeah.
All right.
I dropped a washing machine on my finger, and it took 3 months for the black portion of my nail to grow out.
Okay. Why are you juggling washing machines?
No kidding. What are you doing dropping a wash machine on your finger?
Oh, you were moving it.
Okay.
Yes.
It's better to use your entire hand, not just a finger. Just some advice.
And a dolly would be good.
A dolly would be good. Yeah. Don't drop it on Dolly Madison or anything. Just a dolly, you know, that you move around.
Right. Okay.
All right, Larry. Thank you for participating.
Well, thank you for calling.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Yeah. Bye-bye. All right. Well, that was Mr. Larry Clough from somewhere up north. I'm not exactly sure.
Virginia.
Is he? Yeah, he's in Virginia.
He lives in Virginia.
He's in Virginia.
Hello. Duh.
I know that.
We're going to see him this summer.
Well, I knew we were going to see him, but
wait, how are you going to get there? You don't even know where he lives.
I'm going to wing it. You're my navigator.
You were asking the wrong person to navigate. We have a GPS, God's positioning system.
That's right, and it rocks.
Mm-hmm. What is this?
Listen, everybody, to the two blind squirrels. Brad and Faith are podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome, everybody, to the two blind squirrels.
That's right. Mr. Brian Bridges has sent us new intro music. Yay, us! Today, we're going to talk about the most annoying phrases you've ever heard. I love that end, that chaos, that chaotic ending. That is,
it suits us, doesn't it?
That's good stuff.
That's
there.
Pretty good.
I think I talked over the wrong part. Instead of talking
over
you're
supposed to talk over the drums.
The solo, I think I'll talk over the drum part.
Yeah, I think that's what he meant for you to do.
I was digging that. Well, you know, it takes, you expect me to get it right the first time?
No. Nope. I do not. Do not.
Well, Miss Faith.
Yes, sir.
We watched an excellent movie. Well, we watched a movie. We watched a Christian movie this week, and we've
already said your opinion. You can't take it back now.
We're going to review this movie, and it's not an opinion. I just was just offering it up.
Oh, okay.
It was called Saving Sarah Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Saving Sarah Kane. It was a fiction movie.
Very well done.
And so, let's talk a little about it, and then we'll give our rating. It was about a woman whose sister, she lived in Portland, Oregon. She was a newspaper columnist, syndicated newspaper columnist, but she was struggling. She had kind of like writer's
block. She had
block.
Done really, really well. She had like
in the past,
had been in a thousand papers or something.
And so her sister gets a call from her niece, and her sister has passed away, and she has to go to Pennsylvania. to for the funeral and stuff and take care of things. So she goes out there, and while she's there, it was an Amish family, mm-hmm. and her sister was Amish. And so they don't have any parents or anything like that. So she's there, and she writes a piece on how these her nieces and nephew, who she's I don't guess she's ever met, how they are handling the death of their mother and this kind of thing. And
it ends up being a huge piece.
Yeah, it's very popular. People love it. Well, at the same time, it's like everybody's loving it back in Portland. She finds out that she now has custody of these kids. Mm-hmm. And she can't turn them over to the local Amish church or to the group because no single person would take them.
Yeah, because there were five kids, right?
Yeah, kids, and they would all be split up. And right. No. Five or six, yeah. Anyway, mm-hmm. So they would all be split up, and she was like, "Well, I can't have that."
She decided the oldest daughter was 16, and so she decided to keep them until she was 18, and then the daughter could take care of them.
Yeah. So they went back to Portland with her, and the rest of the story takes place in Portland, where they try to fit in to Portland,
to regular school
with their Amish clothes and Amish ways and their Dutch speech and all this kind of thing.
Yeah, very
good,
interesting.
Good, yeah. The movie had some major flaws. It had just basically in the production of it, I think, more the producer, the editor, they left a lot of stuff kind of out there for you to kind of figure out, and mm-hmm. left a lot of stuff. Like these kids were walk into her apartment and they're like in awe. They're like, oh, whoa, modern world society and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But they don't actually show them getting on the plane and all that. You know, they had to get to Portland somehow.
Right.
And they certainly didn't travel back in her convertible sports car.
Yeah.
So
she had like a Jaguar or something.
It was a Mustang, but that's okay. And anyway, so they skipped all that. Well, I had to point out
that it wasn't a Mustang.
It was a convertible Mustang.
No, it wasn't. It was a Jaguar. Pretty sure.
Okay. The one they ran through the fence?
No, that was a rental car.
Well,
that
I know that's what I'm
Mustang.
Saying. That's what she had to get them back to Portland with.
But what her car was in Portland was a Jaguar.
Okay. Well, I wasn't paying attention to that. Okay. I was talking about the car that she had to get back.
Okay, so we're both right.
Yeah, we're both right. As long as that's the case. I'll concede.
Alrighty then.
So that's
Are
pretty
you
much
explain the whole movie.
No, that's pretty much all I'm going to say about it. The rest of you'll have to watch. The problem is
because you do know it's boring when you explain a movie to other people.
Sure, but I want to give them a sense of the movie.
It's only fun for the person to explain
There's a romantic element in the story, mm-hmm. but it's mainly about her and the kids and the conflict.
Neat.
And she continues to write this story without them knowing about it.
Yeah, go see it. Don't tell them anymore.
And anyway,
so what are you?
I thought it was very well acted.
Oh, yeah, me too.
The actors did a good job. Mm-hmm.
It had a what's-his-name in it from...
especially the kids. Walter Matthau? No.
No.
He's dead.
No.
Elliot Gould.
Elliot, yeah.
From MASH.
Yeah.
And he was also Friends' dad of Friends' fame.
Yeah.
He was Monica's dad.
He was Monica's dad.
Monica and Ross's dad. So there you have it. There's Saving Sarah Kane. Now, our rating for fiction is overall quality. I think overall quality in this movie, I give it a 7.
Out of 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd go with a 7.
It definitely was not your high quality
production. No, but it was good. I mean, it didn't irritate me. It wasn't cheesy.
The children, the acting of the children and their portrayal of Amish.
They did a very good job.
The story, I thought, was probably a 7, a 6 maybe. It had a lot of holes in it.
Yeah.
And then the acting, you know, I get that at an 8. So.
Yeah.
I mean, the movie did make me cry. So
he did cry.
I did cry in that movie. So
he did cry at the end and he got all mad. The little girl was so cute.
She was so cute. So there you go.
He couldn't take it.
So
I think he was about ready to go adopt Amish children.
I was about ready to go join the Amish, actually. If they could just get over the whole laptop business. And, you know, I don't understand that at all. I can deal with giving up television and understand all that, but laptop data, that doesn't make any sense. So, okay.
No telephone? What? I don't know what to do.
Yeah, are you insane?
No electricity?
So, Saving Sarah Kane. Check it out if it sounds interesting to you. We also have another movie to watch this weekend. We're going to check out that you can check back with us next week to hear about. And that is going to be called, it's available online for free. And it's called Come What May. And it's a movie basically about the Patrick Henry College. It's not about the, I think there's another plot to it, but from what
I
understand,
it
takes place at this college, which is a
homeschool. Is it a documentary?
College. No. It's a movie. Oh. It's about the Roe versus Wade, I think, a debate about the Roe versus Wade or something.
What's it called?
Come What May.
Huh. Okay.
And but it takes place at the Patrick Henry College, and it's basically a commercial for the college. From what I understand, it was done by students, alumni of the college.
Oh, okay.
Well, and so, yeah, it looked really good. I watched the first 5 minutes. I'm like, yeah, I think Faith would like this, so I turned it off.
Okay.
And we'll put the link in the show notes next week of where you can find that movie. Assuming it's still available. Okay, so is it?
That's it.
Okay, good.
You want a faith builder?
Well, you know what? This is Monday, so we better start the week off right. You want to start us off right this week?
Sure.
Go right ahead.
I wasn't prepared.
I'm sorry.
Sorry?
I've been told more faith, less me.
You have?
Yes.
When?
By everybody.
By everybody?
Everybody.
Well, I don't know.
Including you. Yeah, just a few minutes ago.
When did I say that?
Just kidding.
I don't want more me. Less of me, more of God.
That's true.
Less of me, more. Okay. I can't look at you. That's weird. How do you pray? You always pray with your eyes open, and that freaks me out.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm very willing to pray.
Go ahead.
Okay. Dearly Father, thank you for this new week. We just thank you for all of the listeners. We pray that you would bless them and that we would be a blessing to them. Lord, we just pray that you would guide everything that we do and everything that we say, and that we would glorify you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. Also, we're going to have less serious topics this week.
Less serious topics?
Yeah,
they didn't like that?
I listened back to the shows last week, and I'm like, golly, I'm serious and people to death here.
We did?
Well, I mean, stuff interests me, because I get in the Word, I get all interested in the Nicolaitans. I forget how to pronounce it, by the way. Nicolaitans.
You did. Nicolaitans.
And so, you know, I get all interested in that stuff, and I want to talk about it. Side note on God and time, it will not leave me alone. In my Bible study, in our Bible study this week, question number 8A is, what is God's perspective on time?
And how is it different from ours? You got to be kidding me.
It's following me everywhere.
I can't get away from it.
So,
I'm beating you with my Bible study book. It's your fault.
Don't look at me.
Beating you with the Bible study book.
You know what? I have a problem. I have Facebook block.
What?
I have Facebook block.
What? I don't know what that means.
Well, you know, there's a website out there called Facebook.
Yeah.
People find each other and hook up and find their friends. And
yeah, people keep asking me to join, but I never
find
do.
Find friends from high school and all this kind of stuff. And you know, you can connect with people that you haven't seen in a long time, that
mm-hmm,
kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put in your maiden name, and so people can really find you. You know, that kind of thing. And I don't have a maiden name.
I was going to say, what's your maiden name?
I'm just saying. And you can search by high school and graduation year and all these different kinds of ways to find people.
Mm-hmm.
And
I want to talk to, I see. I know.
Oh, you get the biggest kick out of when somebody from high school looks you up. Don't give me that.
No,
don't
I do
even
not.
Give me that. Oh, guess who called today? Ryan called today. Oh, my goodness.
Ryan is my friend, and I keep in touch with him. That this is completely different.
Well, what if it was like one of your Amy's? That you know, that you're always like, I wonder what happened to Amy, what's her name? I wonder what happened to Nicole, what's her name? I wonder what happened to, you know.
Now, friends from high school, no. But college friends?
Well, there you go.
That I would actually be interested in knowing what happened to them.
If you opened a Facebook site, you could search for them and they could search for you.
Yeah, I don't really want to go through all that. I got enough to do.
But here's the thing. People are spending a lot of time on Facebook, and there's actually a thread in the forum talking about how great Facebook is and how much fun it is and everything. And I'm like, fun? I mean, I know people can find me through it. I know people send me messages through it.
Why is it fun?
I don't understand why it's fun. You know, probably because I ignore a lot of things on Facebook. Because when I go in there to check, like, when somebody befriends me and I go in there and say, well, who are you? Do I want to befriend you back? I don't know. Are you worthy of being one of my friends? I don't know about all that. So I go in there to check that out. And when I do, I see all these little things that say, do you want to play Larry in Battleship?
No.
And I'm like, ignore. And do you want to answer a 20 question quiz on the 80s?
No.
Ignore.
I have to go through all that? No. See, this is why I've never even been to Facebook.
You don't have to go through that. I'm just saying all these little requests are down there.
Why?
And it's like so-and-so has invited you to be their and then now there's this fluff president. People are running for fluff president. I don't even know what fluff is. I don't know what that means. Fluff friends. You have fluff friends and serious friends, and I was nominated to be the nicest person on Facebook. I'm like, I'm not the nicest person on Facebook. I'm not even on Facebook. I mean, I'm just barely there. Gracie nominated me the nicest person on Facebook. You know what I did? Ignore. And maybe that's why I don't enjoy Facebook.
Yeah.
Because I ignore all that.
Because you don't do all that stuff.
But it seems like a big time waste to me. Like the forum. Well, the forum's not a time waste. That's an investment in a community. But like Twitter. Twitter's a, you know, that's a waste
you,
of time.
You do. You spend a lot of time on Twitter.
Well, it's on my phone. That's what's so cool. Yeah, I stay connected with people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. If you know what the next thing is, they're going to put an implant in my head so people can talk to me.
Yeah, that's good. What you doing? Nothing.
Nothing. What are you doing? Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Nothing you need to know.
You know
about.
What drives Faith crazy? I take a picture of our supper and I post it on Twitter.
And
you're like,
I,
really? I'm like, well, I'm proud of it. It was a good supper.
And listen,
yep.
when you're out with yes. me and you take that phone out, you know what I want to do? I want to take the phone and I want to beat you over the head with it. That's what that is my first reaction.
Okay.
Is to take the phone and beat you with the okay. phone.
All right. So then let's both not talk on the phone.
I don't talk on the phone when
oh,
we're
please,
sitting at supper.
Oh, come on.
I don't talk on the phone when we're at supper.
I don't talk on the phone when we're at supper.
Yeah, but you're over there typing in stuff and taking pictures of things and checking email. We're driving down the road. I'm like talking to you and he's over there having conversations with other people. I don't do that.
Well, I'm capable of carrying on a conversation with more than one person at a time.
Every once in a while, somebody will call me in the car.
Yeah.
That's not very often and you know it.
And I know who it is too.
Well, of course.
Well, you haven't told me that this is getting on your nerves. You're just airing this dirty laundry in front of everybody.
Well, I'm gonna gonna beat you over the head with that phone.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm going to buy myself an iPhone.
All right.
And then maybe I might actually look at Facebook because it would be easier to look at.
What's wrong with your trio?
Yeah. It's fine. I wouldn't do it. That's not that you're like, yeah, I'd get you an iPhone, but you still wouldn't do it. And I say, yeah, I would because it'd be easier, but I wouldn't do it. Because I don't even check my email but once a week.
If I buy you an iPhone, you're doing it.
Yeah. You're going to stop doing that when we're going out.
Maybe. We'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. You know. We'll talk about it.
Can you hear that, man?
Well, now, wait just a minute. Did you just throw out an ultimatum?
You can turn the phone off while we are sitting at dinner.
I don't talk on the phone when we're sitting at
yes,
dinner.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You talk do through not. Your fingers.
Do not.
Yes, you do.
Do not.
Yes, you do.
When have I ever talked on the phone? We're out like on a date night.
Seriously, you really want me to go there?
Or at the house
yeah.
when we're having
you really,
supper.
You want me to answer that? I could list off like a half a dozen times that
okay,
I remember
on,
that you've done that.
Let's hear them. Half a dozen. Come on, six. Let's go.
You want me to?
Yep,
you
six.
Want me to
you
give you
six.
A break?
Come on.
The two were at Pizza Inn once, and you
okay,
did.
That doesn't count. That wasn't a date night.
Yes,
I said
it was.
Date night. We didn't have a date Pizza Inn. That wasn't.
Well, that was after church.
Okay.
Okay, date nights.
Or, you know, and I admit I was doing it at the supper table because I was in the car and I was having a conversation and I continued it at the family table, but I've stopped that.
Okay. At Zippo Vino a couple weeks ago,
I took a picture.
And then you were, and you were messing with it.
While we were waiting on our food.
So
that was it.
We were still on a date, and you were messing with it.
I took a picture because it was a nice restaurant.
And you were messing with it when we were sitting and waiting in the waiting room, too.
That doesn't count.
It does count. You were with me.
That's two that don't count.
You were with me, not them. I'm not competing with these people I don't know.
All right. All right. Take away all my fun. See if I care. I don't care. Not like I enjoy it or anything.
Yeah.
That's okay.
You want to enjoy date night, then you can put your phone away.
Are y'all hearing this? Threats. Threats. Withholding.
I didn't say I was withholding anything.
Withholding
I just
things.
Said, I never said I was withholding anything. You're the one who assumed that. I'm just saying that, you know.
Uh-huh.
You want.
What are you saying? You're saying what you're not saying.
I'm not saying.
How about all that? All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us. The computer has locked up. I'm not sure if it's still even recording.
Oh, well, that's not good.
It's not good at all.
Why'd it lock up? Because I have every grocery store ad up known to man.
Oh, is that what the deal is? Oh, my goodness.
You should have closed them.
Oh.
I was doing my menu planning today. I had to do my comparison shopping.
Oh, my goodness.
There should be Kroger, Albertsons, Tom Thumb, Berkshire's, and Walmart up there.
And your coupons are going to be the death of me. And this computer.
The death of you. You know how much money I've saved you? I don't even want to start.
That's true. I'm proud of all that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I guess I'm going to push stop, and we're going to see what happens.
Okay.
So let's hope that, we're not even ending, I guess, to this show. So read the Roman road and get saved. Vasco Dios, everybody.
Vasco Dios.